الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Just as Maulana Muhammad Mehter explained the various teas, so we have one of the tea of ta'aleem, of learning deen, etc. So mashallah, Hafiz Ibrahim and many, many people from our country, many other countries are working where in the world. And usually we encourage our brothers, if we are ulama, try to work with a few business people. If we are business people, work with a few ulama and try and make a small team, a jamaat. And then you adopt one country and ask advice from those who are working in various parts in the world, that where can we also fit in. And we adopt one place, whether it is one province of a country or one whole country or whatever. And Allah will give great, great fruit. Allah give us the sincerity, and then we make this effort. And all of us are required to do it. Even Brother Abdul Rahim from Australia, and from all, we all work in this direction. That around in our own country, in various places, like Hafiz Ibrahim explained, this place there, right on the mountain top. Maulana Abdullah Minti, Munshi, was also with them, and he also explained that where, how the people reach there. And like that, there are still plenty places. Pakistan itself, though mashallah, ulama, makati, madari, tabligh work, how much. But there are places where no one has reached. And there are such places in Pakistan. Recently, perhaps 2-3 years ago, we heard the Kar Guzari, a jamaat went there, and they say, Ghazi Amir, it will make janaza namaz. So he said, no problem, there is nobody else who will make it. When they brought the person, he still had life in him. So they said, how come? How can we make janaza? He said, he's going to die, you can see. And once your jamaat is gone, there will be nobody. So you just make it advance, like this. In another place, they brought, also they told the jamaat, Amir, make janaza. He said, okay. They brought the body and they saw blood on the kafan. What is this? They chop off the left hand, so that on the day of Qiyamah, he won't get his record of deeds in the left hand, because he hasn't got the left hand. So this jahalat, this is in Pakistan. And in the whole world, wherever we can think, there are such places. Allah give us tawfiq to do that. And the tea of tabligh, that is also, mashallah, that we have to do and try and go out and take part. The least we can do is to support, give moral support, give du'as, etc. If we can't for any reason physically take part, then at least morally, and never become an obstacle. Anyone wants to go, don't discourage the person. Try and open ways up for the person. We might tell the person, how can you go? You've got a family to support. Instead of looking at it like that, you're going for a good cause, we'll try and help to support the family, to look after, we'll give. And like that, the jamaats work. When jamaats go out for longer periods especially, then from Mashura, they send the women folk to go and see them, whether they need anything, etc. So instead of telling him, you have to see, you've got small children, say, we will help in this way. Allah give us all tawfiq. Then the tea of tazkiyah in tasawwuf, which is also absolutely essential. And for this month of Ramadan, Allah has given us, what a great month. Maulana Ali Mia Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, has written that the buzurgs of the past, what he saw from his time, and what he read, he very, very extensively read. And he knows history and the conditions of the Muslims, like as though he knows his family, like that he knows the Ummah. And not only in the subcontinent, India, Pakistan context, but the whole world. We'll ask you about Indonesia, Malaysia, he'll tell you about that. About Mali and Chad, he'll tell you about, and not only about now, about in the 5th century what it was. Allah Ta'ala had blessed Maulana with great, great ulum also. So he says the buzurgs of the past, as soon as the moon of Eid is sighted, they are immediately becoming anticipating and excited about the next Ramadan. And he already waiting for the next Ramzan. When will the next Ramzan come? And he looking forward to that Ramzan. Allah make us maaf. So we might say, well, at least this Ramzan is gone now. They looking forward to the next Ramzan. And every night and every day, every minute of Ramzan, they take it that this is my last moment of my life. Let me do what I can do. And especially in Ramadan, when Allah is pouring down His Rahmat, the first Ashara of Rahmat is gone already. We still beg Allah for His Rahmat. We are in the Ashara, which is almost finishing, of Maghfirat. We beg Allah Ta'ala for His Maghfirat. We are so desperately in need of Allah Ta'ala's Maghfirat. Our namazes are such, at the end of our namaz, we are taught, which is the sunnat way, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah, I made a lot of zulam on myself. You read namaz, by what zulam did you make? And zulam is referred to as guna, sin. I committed a great sin. Which sin you committed? Because who can make namaz as it is supposed to be made? We can't do it. So forget the sins which are sins, which we must completely cut out. Allah give us tawfiq. Make this Ramadan, every Ramadan, the means that which are actually sins and what we know is sins, we cut them out. And Allah is so kind, Ghafoorul Rahim, Ghafoorul Wadood, so merciful, so loving Allah Ta'ala, that whatever is in the past, Allah has still given us the chance. What a merciful Allah, that no matter how much you have sinned, Allah will forgive you. And no matter what sins you might have committed, the doors of Tawbah are wide open. There is a chance to make this Tawbah. So those people who fought against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in his lifetime, who killed his close family people, and who ate the liver of his uncle, so they were also all forgiven. So Allah Ta'ala has kept the doors of Tawbah so wide open. So this is the month now that we have to beg from Allah. Take from Allah as much as we can. And we ask Allah Ta'ala, and for the last 10 nights which are coming days, for itqum minan nar, that we get emancipation, we get freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And Allah sets free so many people all the time from the fire of Jahannam. So this is that great month Allah Ta'ala has given us. Also, ulama have written, and we take it in this context also, that it comes in the Hadith Sharif, we should appreciate five things before five. Appreciate our youth before old age comes in. But sadly, this is again, history repeats itself continuously. While we are young, we don't think about it. And when that old age comes, then we wish we had that understanding what we got at old age, if we should have it when we were younger. And now we want to impose it on our youngsters. And it doesn't make sense to them at all. Whatever you say, from the young people, very fortunate is that person who is in young age, he already thinks, and he looks after his old age by looking after his youth. You look after your youth, you have actually looked after your old age. And when you destroy your youth, and we know what is happening out there. And with us also, what is happening? So then your old age gets terribly destroyed in every aspect. Physically, health-wise also, and spiritually also. And we are more concerned about our spiritual condition. If you don't look after your spiritual health when you are young, in your old age, spiritually also, Allah is so merciful that still He doesn't throw a person away. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that a person has grown old now, or everything of his is finished, nothing. Now he comes to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala won't say that your youth, you gave it away for yourself. You used it on other things. Now when you are like useless, you are nothing, now you come to me, Allah will never say that. You are still welcome by Allah Ta'ala. So merciful. But from our side we should think, then Allah loves the ibadat of the youth the most. That is the time. But we feel, and in some of us, old people also, we tell the youth, there is not the time now to go jamaat, to go and sit for etikaf, to do that. There is a time to enjoy yourself. Now is the time. Na'uzubillah, really, this is the time. The youth is the most valuable in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, for us also, if we want to eat a chicken, we don't want an old fowl that you take 2 days to cook the meat and still it didn't cook. You want the young chicken. A person wants to get married also, he may be old also. But he doesn't want an old lady. He wants a young girl. And a woman also wants to get married, she won't look for an old man. She also wants somebody young. For everyone, everything, but for Allah, we want to give our old age. We say that not now, but when we get old, then we will make ibadat. Then it comes in this hadith that look after your health before ill health comes, before you take ill. So our health is also a great ni'mat. And just also ask any sick person, any person who is handicapped now, because whatever, perhaps he got a stroke, perhaps he now is suffering from epilepsy, many, many things we all know. Ask them, they say, really appreciate your health. And that is also a thing we don't appreciate till death comes on us. Very fortunate are those people who can bring themselves to appreciate all these things before those other conditions come. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what a man of wisdom, Allah Ta'ala. The hadith, hikmat, wisdom through and through. And how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went out of his way to explain to us. How he took every opportunity to explain to us. We will read the hadith when we were young. We will teach the hadith, but unfortunately, coming into us, it doesn't happen. Allah Ta'ala make it that we come to understand. In Gujarati, there is a saying, Hanj Parta, Hanj Hamajmaavi. When the sun sets, now you understand the day. So when old age comes, now you understand what life was all about. But really, from our side, it's too late. From Allah's side, Allah's mercy is so that even now I will still accept you. And there are so many people who at the last moment accept Islam, Iman, and then they go into Jannah straight away. Allah's doors of mercy are wide open. Then you appreciate your wealth before you lose your wealth. Now we got our wealth, we want to use it in our way, what we want to do. It must not happen we lose our wealth. It happens. How many people, they lose all their wealth also, everything. There are cases where a person who is the boss of the sole owner of the whole big enterprise, and after some time, he becomes to check out security. And that also they just gave him just to keep him. And they gave him the security job who was the boss of the place. And so many other places, how many a person loses. Now wealth also use it in good things. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh so beautifully explains it, transfer it to Akhirat. We have this also, that we haven't got love of Akhirat. It's a common thing. Love of dunya we have, because dunya is in front of us. Love of Akhirat we don't have. The advice given is that usually a person's muhabbat, love, is with his money. So your money is in this dunya, you buy the things of this dunya, your love is there. Use that money to send to Akhirat. So your love will become for Akhirat. When you use it for Akhirat, and everything I've sent there now, then your love will come for Akhirat also. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when we are giving for the spending in the path of Allah, and there are so many channels, there are so many places we can spend, and also appreciate this that we can spend. Some places we tell them, you must give sadaqah. They say, yeah, there is nobody you can give sadaqah to. So yeah, we still have the opportunity that we got lot of places that we can spend. So open our minds and our hearts for these things. And this is also to apply our mind. Like somebody said, that what brains our women got, that what and what they prepare for iftari. Now they're using their brains for that. Brains were not for that. New things they are making. A new dish now, names are also new. And how to eat that also you have to learn it over now, new again. So brains are not for all these things. Brains are to make our akhirat, our deen. And every person across the board, Allah has given brains. But it is up to us where we use the brains. We can use it for small, petty, useless things. How many of us use our brains for guna? And just to excel in guna, we use our brains. in gambling, in making haram money, how many things we use our brains. That same brains actually is for the deen of Allah, for our akhirah. So we should use our wealth also before the time comes when our wealth is not there. Now when we can, use it for our akhirah. And when we have given it for akhirah, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, you haven't given it at all. All you have done is transferred it from your dunya's account to your akhirah's account. It's still yours. And today there won't be a shortage of people. If you tell them, we would transfer your money without any problems. There is no fear of anything from where you want to, from your country to another country, or whatever, where you want to, we can transfer. That person will be so impressed without you asking, he'll give you permission that you are transferring. Yeah, we are given the opportunity to transfer our money to the real akhirah, where it will be permanent, where no problems with your currency or anything, nobody will ask you anything to transfer it. And there are so many doors open, whether it's the Darul Ulooms, whether it's our local masjid. Many masjids have a problem. People give out, they don't give to their own masjid. Our makatib, our local makatib. Then there is at the moment the Syria case is so drastic. Then the Burma case, Palestine, in every part of the world, our own family members are in need also of money. While we are living it up, our own family members, and there are those that they just make, and there are so many people who are just making do, who are like, oh, they are with us, yeah. But they don't ask for anything, but they are going through hard times, difficult times. And today also with the divorce rate and with all, how many others are widows with their little children. If you apply our brains, and mashallah, there are people who apply their brains and they go and do work in other countries, this kind of work also, social welfare work, and couple it with deen all the time. To bring people closer to deen, that they practice upon deen. So Allah give us tawfiq that while we have got our wealth, that we use it in the most profitable investment that we can get. Then appreciate our free time before we get occupied and we get busy. So much of free time that people want to pass their time. And we can't pass time just to do. I'm sure all of us experience it. Your very basics also get left out. You see, you want to do this, that is left out. You want to do that, this is left out. The basics are left out, and you hardly tell anything you say, we'll see it after Ramzan, we'll do. Any some dunya things, we do it before Ramzan, leave it, we'll see, attend to it after Ramzan. In spite of that, we're still not getting time. A person who is here full time in the masjid, he's making tilawat, emptying tilawat, everything. Also, he doesn't have enough time. So how can we think of passing time? And really, Ramzan's attitude must come into our lives for our whole lives. Whole life, every moment of our life. Not Ramzan is much, much more. But every moment is so precious. Allah, give us all tawfiq. We take it as the last moment of my life. Let me make it as valuable as I can. So guna is right out of the question. And in ta'at, in ibadah, which is the most profitable? What can I do where I can get the maximum return on my time also? And appreciate our life before death comes. The Quran Sharif explicitly says so many places, Lawla akhartani, if you give me a little bit more time. That now many places that person that time, and these are realities that we came to understand and accept also. Quran Sharif is an absolute truth, and it tells us of the 100% without any doubt of anything. It tells us what we have to be doing, what is happening, how those people are passing away, what's happening in their qabr on the day of Qiyamah. These are absolute 100% truths. There isn't one bit of wavering in that. So when Allah Ta'ala has told us that a person on his deathbed, he will also wish that I have more time. And every person will wish this. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when he was in his old age, he says, I still ask Allah for more longer time. Why? Because we read that hadith of the true Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who passed away, one a year later than the previous one. The later one, he had a higher darjah, because one more year he made namazes. One more year you can say Subhanallah. We really underestimate what this is. One Subhanallah, how much we can say it. One Alhamdulillah, Istighfar, Tawbah, Tahawallah, loves it. And the month of Ramadan, before we know what, the moon of Eid has been sighted. And all these opportunities are gone. Whether we see the next year or not, we don't know. And we should keep on making this dua in Ramadan also. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan, keep us safe for Ramadan. Wasallim Ramadan lana, and keep Ramadan safe, that means the environment. Otherwise, people are passing away. Now you go for the janazah, which is also ibadat. But now all your other things you were doing, now you can't do all those things again. And then again, perhaps you yourself end up in hospital. Perhaps some close family member, now you are 2-3 times a day to the hospital. Then perhaps every day you are to the hospital. It's also ibadat. Allah give us the correct jazbah, the correct niyat. But now that whole Ramzan which you wanted, how you wanted to spend it, now it is not there. Your tilawat, your zikr, your du'as, your tawbah, istighfar, all those are not there. So we have to make a lot of du'a. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا مُتَقَبَّلًا. And oh Allah, this Ramadan, the rewards of it, also keep it in our store for us. And also, this what we have gained, or what we are supposed to gain, the taqwa that we are supposed to gain, it must carry on for the whole year also. So all these things here, we have to keep on. This is the time Allah has given us. We haven't got time to waste. And this life of ours, it's really, really very, very valuable that Allah has given us. It's the time to make our, to gain our Jannah. And what the ni'mat of Jannah are, we cannot imagine what great ni'mat. And perhaps in one other aspect, the great ni'mat of Jannah is also that you are saved from Jahannam. And that again, the Quran Sharif explains in detail what the fire of Jahannam will be. And the Hadith also explains, just to get saved from that is Jannah already. And to get Jannah, if we are just in between, nowhere, not Jannah, not Jahannam, just to get saved from Jahannam is such a great thing. But Jannah, what Allah has prepared. And again, Jannah has got its all stages, and the higher levels of Jannah, what ni'mat the lower people haven't got. So how this is an opportunity for us that we aim for the highest. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, when you ask of Allah Jannat, ask Jannatul Firdaus. And we know what the dua comes, the dawa also. So if you are aiming so high, make that effort also so high, so that you can get that high stages of Jannah. And this dunya we love, like for example, a person from a neighboring country, he thinks South Africa very rosy, I want to get there no matter how, just I can get in. Somehow, hook or crook, legally, illegally, I can get in. Then he now, once he's in, he's worried about making himself legal in whichever way. Once that is done, wherever he gets a place, he's happy. But then he wants to move up, and a person wants to move up all the time, and he wants the best that is available. Jannah is also like that. To get into Jannah first, that must be our concern. We, the vast majority of us, that we must, no matter how much shukr we make, Allah gave us the passport, the visa of Jannah by birth. We were born in Muslim homes. Adhan was given in the one ear. Takbir, Iqama was given in the other ear. The greatness of Allah, the prescription for success, and the prescription for success, falah, the prescription and the call for salah. And salat, a person, once his salat is done properly, and this is the month we have to work on our salat also, that our namaz, all our qada, all our 5 times namaz, then with the jamaat, then our effort, like we heard, to be in the masjid before the azan goes, and to make that effort, and then to our outward postures be properly according to sunnah, according to the mazahib, everyone follows his way, and then our inside of namaz also we make. our wudu, Allah Ta'ala is given. As you are washing the limbs, your gunas are falling off. We make dua that Ya Allah purify us like this. So Allah has given us this also, that we work on our namaz also, our salah. And one thing, if we just work to correct our eyes, make islah of our eyes, the looking of our eyes, we have achieved a lot. We just work to looking after our tongue, we have achieved a lot. And we just work towards controlling our ears. So the ears just fall in. But there also, how many of us are such? A few people are talking, they private, you can see. And according to Hadith and Quran also, it is not permissible to listen to what they talking. But we go and push our head in there. And now we also want to hear what they discussing. It's not permissible for us to hear anybody's private conversation. Conversation is not permissible also. So the ears also that we learn. And then our mind and heart, the thoughts that we get. And then the wasawis that come to us. Many of our brothers, common problem is all the evil thoughts that come. And our back life thoughts that come back again. And other evil thoughts that come also. So how to sort all this out? Allah has given us this opportunity. So these five things, what the teaching of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate this. And this is the month also. Take this month as every moment, every hour, every day, that this is the last in my life. How can I make the best of it? And really that we can do if we visualize and think of our akhirat. Qabr, how long we are going to be in the qabr? If it has to be, Allah save us all, any type of azab, how terrible won't it be? And if there is enjoyment there, Allah Akbar, person enjoys forever. For how long? Till he's in the qabr, till the day of Qiyamah. What enjoyment. And all that on this short life of ours. We think it's a long life. Hey, that in our childhood, when we become of age of understanding, then we'll do things. Age of understanding, when we get grown up and we get married, then we will sort ourselves out. That age, when we come to old age, we will start doing our things. And before we know, how many people in their childhood pass away? How many in their young days pass away? Every day the stories are coming. And sometimes, some very sad stories also. For example, on each night or each day, they go for a drive, speeding away, and a terrible accident. Girls, 3-4 pass away at a time. Boys, 3-4 pass away at a time. All Hafiz al-Quran, and they all have passed away in that one accident. And what kind of a life, and what they were doing. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this to appreciate. May Allah give us. And one main thing also of Ramadan, Tawbah and Istighfar. Allah Ta'ala has given us, this is the opportunity. Strike when the rod is red. When the opportunity is here now. Let us use this opportunity in order to prepare ourselves for our eternal life of Akhirah. Use this Ramadan to make the rest of our year, consequently the rest of our lives. Don't make compartments. That Ramzan came, I keep my rozas, I do my tilawat. After that, lock it up, now. Ramzan is finished, Now back to my life again. No, that is not our way. And really, that is the way, one of the arch ways of shaitan that is using on us. Ramzan, now you carry on, take your leave also, go in jamaat, go in khanqa, spend your time properly. After Ramzan, you come back again, and you carry on with all your life, what your life is, it is. Allah give us tawfiq that we make this the point to change our lives. And don't wait for Laylatul Qadr also. Don't wait for the Eid night also. Don't wait for odd nights also. Now, immediately when it comes in the heart, make that determination, I must change my life. And no matter how good we think we are, let us become better than that also. And also one thing, that we do make du'as, we must make du'as, that he may, sometimes more this comes into us, save us of this calamity, that calamity, very good, but balance it also, and ask of the na'mats, where we ask to save us from Jahannam, ask of the na'mats of Jannat also, where we ask that Allah save us from ill health, ask for good health also, where we ask to save us from bad qualities, miserliness. stinginess, selfishness, all that. Ask for qualities of good akhlaq also. So on that side also, our eyes will go on that side, we'll become more positive and we work towards that also. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with the barakat of this great and honorable month, and let us make the Allah, it is in His hands. And we can only beg, and this is the month for begging also from Allah, that He changes our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah.